If challenge is going to be embedded into human life and suffering is unavoidable, it's kind of like the mind looks at the reality, like, okay, we're in a difficult situation. And then the mind says, oh, no, it's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be different. I'm supposed to have a totally different body. I'm supposed to have a different family. I'm supposed to live in a different society. That person over there, they're supposed to be different. So at least this is how my mind works. And in the same way, you probably have aspects of your gender situation that feel like this sort of pressure cooker, right? Where it's like, no matter how much you want things to change right now, they're not gonna change right now. Like, that's reality. So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna spend your days lamenting and being angry? Is the mind just gonna be on this loop? I don't like my life, I don't like my body, I don't like that person, I don't like how people are treated. You know, it's like, is that really the most intelligent way to engage with a challenging situation? Wouldn't it make more sense to find a way to engage with that challenge in a way that minimizes or neutralizes this optional category of suffering that I've been alluding to? It's like the ways that we can turn up or down the suffering based on how the mind is engaging with challenge. So that's why I think that this teaching and this awareness and developing this muscle is so important and appropriate for the trans person, because we're all dealing with aspects of our life experience that no matter how hard we try, right now in this moment, there's nothing we can do to change it. And so the way that I like to interpret the path forward or the work to be done in association with my preferences is that no matter what my situation is, no matter if it's good or if it's bad, there is a deeper layer. It's associated with my ability to accept and to be aligned with what is. So this is like just coming to terms with reality. And that's a whole other dimension of being. We start cultivating this ability to be okay regardless of circumstances. And once you've developed that skill, now all of a sudden, this category of optional suffering starts to diminish over time. And this is obviously a lifelong practice, but it makes sense, right? Throughout all these ups and downs, we would want to just have this inner sense of stability that isn't dependent on external circumstances. So on one hand, if you're in a challenging gender situation, that sucks, and I'm sorry. But at the same time, I'm also like, hey, look at this opportunity that you have to come into alignment with what is. Look at this training regimen that you have, this curriculum that life has presented you with, so that you can be challenged to the point where you like drop underneath the challenge. And that instead of the mind fixating on all the different ways that your life is undesirable at the moment, underneath all of that, there is a way of being that is consistently okay. And it's important to realize this, because the transition, the way that we are engaging with it, a lot of times it comes from this deep-seated not okayness, right? We don't want dysphoria, of course, so then when we look at the transition, we can kind of formulate a lot of thoughts and expectations about how the transition is the thing that's going to save us from experiencing challenge and suffering. And it's almost like the transition can become an escape route. And instead of taking just hormones, now all of a sudden your hormones are your magic pill. And it's like this magic pill is, there's just this subtle assumption that the mind has that, oh, you know, that's where my well-being is. And then of course, your transition goes on, and over time you realize that, oh geez, there's still this up and down, there's still categories of my life that suck. And so again, this is the opportunity to find a way to align with whatever that challenge is. That doesn't mean that you don't do the things that you need to do in order to change your situation, right? It doesn't mean stop pursuing a better life. It just means that you realize that the project is more about becoming aligned with what is, regardless of what is happens to be. You realize like, oh, maybe that's the greater opportunity of my gender exploration. And I love the fact that trans people care so much about gender, you know, myself included, because there's such strong preferences attached to gender. And so I look at the trans experience and I'm like, oh, if you approach this from a certain orientation and you use this as a not only a gender exploration, but a spiritual exploration, you have the opportunity to tap into some really deep and profound truths and ways of beings that transcend gender itself. And for me, this is why I look at gender as one of my greatest teachers. And I'm so grateful for not only the euphoria, but also the dysphoria. And so for me, this is just one of the categories where I've used my gender exploration to learn about deep fundamental truths, and that based off of my inner orientation and how I've engaged with gender, it's been an experience that has brought me beyond gender. And so if we consider all the greatest spiritual teachers throughout history, they are gaining insight and revelation from their own life experience. So whatever it happened to be for them, those are the circumstances which led to their realization. And in the same way, you have your own life circumstances. Like, these are your teachings. And so instead of trying to model your life after somebody else, you can sort of turn around and tune into what is your life to live? What is life asking of you? And the teachings that are there for you to learn and the insight that is there for you to have, it evolves out of your ability to merge with and align with the reality of whatever your life circumstances happen to be. And so if you're trans and you deeply care about gender and you've got all these preferences wrapped up in the kind of life that you want to live and don't want to live, it's like, okay, there's your work, right? Like, there's the teaching, there's the opportunity. And it's not about dismissing your humanity or bypassing the reality of your life, but instead it's about learning how to be human, to honor your individuality, to say yes to life, but you do so in a way where you have this deep, fundamental sense of trust and your intuitive recognition that whatever your circumstances happen to be, that's exactly how they're supposed to be.